This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. When much of the nation and other portions of the world shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic, we started seeing some differences in air quality. If you looked at some of the pictures from Los Angeles and India, they were astounding. People staying home, not driving, and our polluting manufacturing facilities were offline as well. And for the first time I can remember, those pictures seemed to show clear air. This is Issues of the Environment, our regular Wednesday feature, and our guest today is Director of the Air Quality Division for the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, Mary Dolahanty. Thank you very much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Very specifically, was there any measurable difference in air quality in Southeast Michigan through the pandemic?
Yes, we have monitors and operating a monitor network in the state of Michigan, in particular in the Southeast Michigan area, and we did notice a decrease in a few of the pollutants that we monitor for associated, we could say, with the industry shutdown and with fewer vehicles on the road, albeit not as drastic as one would have seen perhaps in LA or in Asia. But we did around a 10 to 30% decrease in emissions.
And why wouldn't it be as significant as in Los Angeles or India?
Our air quality overall is not as bad as what you would typically see in some of those other places. We have very good air quality, I would say, in the state. We've seen over the years a steady improvement in air quality, you know, with a lot of work yet to be done, always looking to improve. But I would say that we didn't have quite as drastic a change because our starting point wasn't quite as high.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking air quality with Mary Dolahanty. Mary is the Director of Air Quality Division for the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. We know the heavily industrialized portions of our state, particularly in Southeast Michigan, air quality, as good as you say it is and as much as it has improved, has been a significant public health issue for decades and maybe for decades to come. But let's link it directly to COVID-19 for a moment. Did poor air quality and its impacts have a lot to do with the number of fatal cases in Detroit, Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland counties?
I don't know that we have direct correlation with that, but I would say that any time we have a situation, well, this is quite unique, this pandemic, but there tends to be an exponentially greater effect on disproportionate communities when you have these overlying instances that are occurring. So, you know, there are a lot of things that we're doing as a regulatory agency. Although we don't change the regulations, we can look at things from a broader perspective. This has given us a real-time impact on, in a real-world type situation, on the effect that something like this can have on the communities. And, you know, we're looking at this from a systematic perspective to see what changes are necessary in order to address some of these inequities.
And as we talk systemic changes, it would be remiss if I didn't at least bring this up. And I know I'm stepping outside the realm of exactly what your department does, but it's worth at least noting there is community segregation, and these public health issues have hurt people of color to a greater degree. COVID-19 took a greater toll on the Black community. And as we hear the calls for an end to systemic racism, does Eagle consider environmental justice a component of what needs to be better addressed?
Absolutely. I think this current administration has a focus on addressing environmental justice or injustice, if you would. The governor has established a Michigan Advisory Council on Environmental Justice, and we are a key player in that. The department has also established an environmental justice advocate position. That position is Regina Strong. She is also on the MACEJ, and then Regina is playing a key role in the work that is done within Eagle to make sure that EJ is always one of those items that we are cognizant of, aware of in our decision making, and always looking for ways to assure that our work reaches the communities, considers those disproportionate impacts, and looks to address those as best that we can.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Mary Dolahanty continues on 89.1 WEMU. She's Director of Air Quality Division for the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency under this administration has been rolling back environmental regulation, and air quality standards are a part of that. So what position is Michigan in to make those necessary changes we're talking about without more federal support?
Michigan has our own program. We have our own state rules, and we are an approved program from EPA. So while EPA may be making changes to the policy and procedure under the Clean Air Act, we still have the ability to evaluate what those are and apply them specifically to our state, given our own state issues. Where environmental justice is one of those where there isn't necessarily federal direction or guidance or rollback on, I think it's quite the opposite. I would say that states are starting to look to get involved in those issues, have been for many, many years, but evaluate that as new information becomes available or as to what needs to be done to address some of those inequities.
And so how vital does the partnership with local government? How important is that in moving forward?
Well, we do partner and work very closely with, say, City of Detroit, the Detroit Public Health Department, and others in looking at existing conditions for air quality and looking at health impacts, coming up with ways that we can better engage community members, local governments, and others so that they have a say in what happens within their community.
So let's talk about the overall quality. You have mentioned that the air quality in Southeast Michigan and throughout the state of Michigan has improved in recent times. How significantly better is it today than, say, a decade ago?
You know, there's data that's available on the website that will show you trends, but air quality overall, there's been a decline in emissions. There have been improvements made in technology and in various industries to come up with cleaner ways to produce their products. So I would say that there has been a significant decrease. That's sort of reflected in EPA's continued evaluation of is setting health standards for various pollutants. Based on new health data, they may drop the standard, and then we have another bar to achieve. You know, we may have to then evaluate further reductions. So the whole program itself kind of lends itself to continued reductions over time.
We can still measure, though, that the elderly, young children are having respiratory ailments and asthma at alarming rates, particularly in portions of Southeast Michigan, Wayne County in specific. What might we expect as these air conditions improve, and is it happening quickly enough to remediate some of the public health issues that are a result of air quality?
I would say that, you know, evaluating and establishing the health standards, those things are taken into account. So when a national standard is established for various pollutants, it is set to make sure that it is protective of the sensitive populations, including elderly and young children and those with pre-existing conditions. But we do know that there are pockets of communities where they may be impacted in greater levels than the general region, for example. So there are things, the MAC-EJ that is ongoing and various work that's being done in academia in partnership with EGLE, in partnership with local communities or local environmental groups to evaluate those impacts and come up with plans in order to see further reduction in air pollution. Outdoor air pollution is one of the many factors that does have impact on health. There are a lot of other things that, you know, are broader from a broader, bigger perspective that are being addressed as well through the MAC-EJ.
Well, as we talk about those outside conditions, we've already had a few days where the temperature has crested above 90 degrees. That certainly raises ozone levels. As the climate continues to change, are we looking at summers of worsening conditions and potential health ramifications?
I would say that you're correct that as the temperatures have gone up, we have seen some spikes on our monitors. You know, we were during the pandemic when it first started, we were still in the spring when the weather wasn't necessarily conducive to forming ozone. Last week on June 2nd, I believe we had some of the highest ozone in the region, albeit it was along the western part of Michigan, not necessarily Southeast Michigan, and that has a lot to do with what's coming across the lake from Illinois and beyond. Ozone does transport in that way. We are closely watching and, you know, we do forecasting for ozone action days and call for ozone action days when those happen. And there's some tips and guidance on what to do, how to limit outdoor activity if you're a sensitive individual during those times. It is something that we track. And I would say that right now we are looking at ways to reduce ozone in the Southeast Michigan area. Those are areas right now that are in non-attainment with the current federal standard. And so we are working on planning to identify control strategies and places for further reduction in order to bring the area back into attainment. So I think that going forward, we're going to see less emissions continue, and in particular in the ozone region.
Well, I would like to thank you so much for the time and the perspective today. And as you move forward with the programs and we start to see those improvements, I hope we have the opportunity to have another conversation.
That would be great. I'd be happy to circle back and talk again.
That is Mary Ann Dolahanty, the Director of the Air Quality Division for the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. To visit our archive, visit the website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.